Well, Mr. President, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time, and most importantly of all, many congratulations on such an emphatic victory yesterday. I just wonder what you think are going to be the key issues that will be facing you now.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome you in, to the capital of the football in Asia, Kuala Lumpur. Of course, it was a great day for me, for football yesterday, and I think the Congress have said its word, and I think hopefully this proves that Asia wants to be united again under a president who can take them into the, let's say, next 2 years.
But being specific, what do you think are the most important things that you need to tackle in the next 20 months or so before the next election?
Well, there's a lot of issues that we've talked through my program as well, and whether it's through the cases that we face in match fixing and finding more, let's say, revenues for the AFC, developing grassroots, women football, all these issues that needs to be addressed and focus on and see how we can support the NMAs in developing the game around Asia.
So how do you intend to tackle match fixing?
Well, it's something, I don't think it's a very easy job, but, you know, with the support of FIFA, local government, policing, I think we need to create a task force to look into that and get into the root of it, because it's a disease that's starting to spread. But I think with the help of FIFA and, as I said, you know, government officials, that we need to address this issue very seriously and having a zero tolerance on it.
What about women's football? I mean, you're from an Islamic country, and there's been a strong drive led by Prince Ali of Jordan to have the headscarf become completely legal in FIFA competitions. How important is that to you, and how hard will you push for that to happen?
Well, I think what's important is that we have women football in our region, West Asia, more popular, to encourage more women to play. And if we can find a way in legalizing the hijab, as we say, then in a way that it won't affect the law of the game, that'll be great. Because, you know, we want to have this game in our part of the world more popular. And don't forget that, you know, Japan is the world champion and the second in the Olympics. We've got great teams, women teams in Asia, so why don't we try to encourage that in West Asia as well, and having more participations from different countries?
You'll be extremely aware of the criticism that you faced in the lead up to this election from human rights groups in Bahrain. Two of these groups allege that you were involved with or presided over human rights violations against footballers while you were president of the Bahrain FA. What's your response to that very serious charge?
Well, I think we have to look very seriously about those allegations, because, one, I'd like to ask you, do people have a proof that the Bahrain FA under my presidency took any action for unrelated football matters? This is a question that I'd like to hear an answer.
Okay. Well, it's not me that's making these allegations.
I think this is the answer, the question that should be asked before people start telling stories. We have independent judiciary bodies, whether it's in AFC or in FIFA. The statutes are clear. If any member association have violated those statutes, then they will be held responsible. It's as easy as that.
But what is true is that you were president of the Bahrain FA when a number of players were arrested, and what happened to them thereafter is clearly a matter of great conjecture. But, you know, Allah Hubail, one of Bahrain's greatest ever players, his brother, Sayed Mohammed Adnan, another international player, they were all arrested for effectively demonstrating against the regime. Did you do anything to step in and stop that happening?
As I said, we talk as a football president capacity. You have to focus on my capacity as a football president. If it's in my restriction to look into matters that outside football, yes, I'll be accountable.
But we are talking about football players here, aren't we?
Well, there are football players. There are other people who are, let's say, if they did something wrong, which is outside my restriction, it's not me who took the decision, have I?
So, okay, as president of the Asian Football Confederation, which you are now, what would you do if anywhere in Asia football players were arrested for voicing their political beliefs, demonstrating in favor of democracy? Would you think that that would be fair enough?
No, I think for me, as a Football Asia president, my focus on the statutes and the regulations that we are under. This is my restriction.
We're talking about something that's more important than statutes and Article 33C of Appendix D, aren't we? We're talking about the rights of footballers, and you're now a guardian of these footballers in Asia, aren't you?
Well, as I said, I follow the law and the regulations.
What about in Palestine? You'll be very well aware that some players and officials in Palestine aren't allowed to go abroad by Israel to play in away matches for Palestine. What's your view on that situation?
I think my view will always consult with FIFA and see how can we make the Palestine FA get the full right to participate.
Is that something that you would actively pursue?
Well, I think through FIFA, of course.
But as president of the confederation in which Palestine play, as the, you know, you mentioned yesterday in your victory speech that you want to be a voice for these associations, but you know, you can be a voice for the Palestinian Federation here. What would you say?
Well, as I said, I mean, we will always help all our member association in any issues that they face.
In all of the candidates campaigning leading up to this election, there was a lot of talk about reuniting Asia, reuniting the AFC, lots of bureaucratic talk, which will have very little meaning for any football fans. So I'm just wondering, what kind of an impact do you think you will have for people who pay their money and go inside the stadiums? And with all great and due respect to you and your fellow Exco members, don't care who's on the AFC Executive Committee.
What do you mean?
I mean, what will be will there be a tangible impact on the life of football fans at their football clubs now that you're here?
I still didn't understand your question.
Well, in your election campaign and in the campaign of your rivals, all the talk was about reuniting the AFC and bringing together members of the AFC, but there was very little mentioned about how you will benefit football fans in Asia.
Well, I think for us, we deal with the member associations. If there are issues that probably they want to encourage, you know, spectators to come to stadiums and enjoy football, we'll do all that we can. But I don't think, I mean, the unity that we talk about, which I think it's very simple, I think the votes that we got from most members of the Congress, out of the 46, 33 who are supportive, that means that they have their trust in me to take them into the next phase, into the next 2 years, hopefully that we have a unity and understanding amongst all to solve all our problems.
So just to be clear, your priority is focused here in Kuala Lumpur on AFC House, more so than the fans who watch football around this continent.
We deal with the member association. We are an organization, we deal with member associations, and through them they deal with their clubs. So for us, we have regulations and statutes and, of course, all developments to focus on the football federations. And, of course, the fans and this, they will all benefit through their members. And whatever support that we can give, we're there. We're here for them.
Talk to me about the potential of Asian football. The economic value is well known. The in terms of population, Asia is vast, hundreds of millions of people here. But the football hasn't really lived up to that mark, has it? What do you think you can do to change that?
Well, I think with women football as champion of the world, we've got in the Olympics, I think our teams have done terrific, very well in London. But again, I think there are a lot of countries which are well developed. They have great teams. They have players playing in Europe. Whether it's the East, Japan, the Korea, and I think a lot of countries want to follow and be like them. So, but unfortunately, out of the 46 or 47 countries, we know that different countries, there are smaller countries, big countries, and each of them, their game is different than the other. We try to reach the top, and hopefully with a limited support that we can give to certain association, they can achieve a lot. So we hope, hopefully, that in 2014 we'll have teams to participate in Brazil that could do us proud and hopefully progress to the end.
And just before the end, how much of a football fan are you? I mean, there are plenty of football administrators in the world who aren't necessarily football fans. I know we were talking earlier and you said you're a Manchester United fan. Do you watch much of the sport?
Yes, of course. I mean, I watch the Premier League, I watch the La Liga, follow teams in Europe. And
do you watch much of Asian football?
I follow Asia football from our part in the region, you know, the local between the Arab countries that we are close to.
So, I mean, do you know who won the Asian Champions League last season?
It's the Korean Hyundai.
Yeah, spot on. Finally, I know this is a very unfair question to ask you, just or day after you've been elected, but how would you like to be remembered?
Well, let's see. I think after the 2 years, let's wait and see. I'd like to people remember me that I've did some changes. I'd like people to remember that I've did something for them. And hopefully that, as I said, our more priority is to find the more, let's say, revenue for all the national association to support their development in the game. And hopefully create some programs that will support their football activities in their countries.